Our third piece is Joan Tower's Très Long, in memoriam Olivier Messiaen, for cello and piano. It was composed in 1994. I'm going to read you the very informative program notes by cellist Andrei Emelyanov. Some time ago, I asked Joan to write a cello work of modest length, half expecting to hear, "Are you crazy? I'm booked for 5 years." To my utter surprise and delight, she said she had wanted to write such a piece for a long time. This slow piece is an homage to Olivier Messiaen, who died in 1992. It is, in particular, a tribute to his quartet for the end of time and its infinitely slow movements for cello, then violin. The connection to this music is particularly personal, as Joan and I have played numerous performances of the great work together. In most of Joan's compositions, her melodies tend to be more intervallic arches, surrounded, even overwhelmed, by highly energized rhythmic and colorful material. In Très Long, I sense a melody being born. Out of the opening D octaves grow embryonic intervals and a rhythmic motive, short long D, the only real Messiaen quote. The expansion and contraction of harmonic bands and pedal points, punctuated by embellishments and grace notes, create a profoundly expressive homage, entirely in Joan's own language. Joan and I premiered Très Long in New York City on May 8, 1994. Known for the rhythmic energy with which she infuses her work, Tower demonstrates effectively in Très Long that such energy does not depend on a fast tempo. The forward motion of the tolling bells and piano frissons suggest an inner propulsion that is compelling even at the sostenuto tempo that she has indicated. Now, let's hear Andrei Emelyanov and the composer play Très Long.